This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Now, more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of numerous books. His website is wildwestblogcom.blogspot.com. And we are talking today about Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947, came out in June of 2010. And right before the break, we were talking about the Bataan Death March, and you had mentioned basically MacArthur's failures.
Yeah, the Americans and Brits that were marched off after the fall of Corregidor, that is the fall of the Philippines, were already in a very weakened condition from the siege itself, starvation, lack of medicine. And so a lot of them would have died probably had they not been taken anywhere. They would have just died in the sickbed. But they were marched. Let me say this. The Japanese military at the time was a very tough bunch of people. They were unbelievably cruel to the recruits, Japanese soldiers, unbelievably cruel. I've been in the military, and I thought basic was hell, personally. I don't know how many folks have seen the movie Full Metal Jacket about basic training in the Marine Corps. Well, I was in the Air Force, and it wasn't much different, quite honestly. But it's nothing compared to what the Japanese recruit had to go through. We're talking about severe beatings, and these things never did stop, basically. And so you've got an already brutalized military. And then they see surrender as one of the most cowardly ways out of a war. You have these enormous numbers of Americans, these huge people that were two heads taller than the average Japanese soldier, surrendering. And so you put all this together, and you have something called the Bataan Death March, thousands of men dying from not only the march itself and weakness, but the Japanese would finish them off, the ones that fell behind. But let me say this. The Japanese, from what I know, in my research, have been terribly demonized. Some of it's justified, but other aspects of the Pacific War was not. When was the last time you saw Japanese behind barbed wire? I'm talking about POWs that surrendered, Japanese soldiers. Surrender was something that was against the Bushido system, this belief in the warrior caste system.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. The only place you saw Japanese behind barbed wire is in this country.
That's right, the roundup of Japanese Americans living in this country right after Pearl Harbor. But you just don't see them in combat itself because Americans weren't taking any prisoners. Simple as that. They were mowing them down. The ones who and let me say this also. I've already found out Japanese soldier was very much like the American soldier. They wanted to live. Even the kamikaze pilots, we have this notion of them happily going off to their death. That's basically just more for the public consumption. No, they didn't want to die, trust me. And the same for the Japanese soldier. A lot of them would have surrendered if they thought they could have surrendered. In other words, they had been told that, rightly so, the Americans, after they tortured you, would kill you. And you can imagine a lot of the guys wet their pants thinking about surrendering to the Americans, and they preferred a grenade in the belly, held in their belly, or perhaps a bullet in the brain, to the uncertainty of surrendering to these Americans. But honestly, the only time Americans allowed a Jap to surrender was when they needed some information. And most often, Japanese willingly gave away a lot of information. But other than that, no. It was a headhunt. Americans chopped off Japanese heads, boiled the meat off in pots, shined the skull, and sold them to sailors.
Exactly.
$50 a pop. There were some similarities between the German, the European War, and the Pacific War. And I don't know, do you want to go into any of that? For instance, Americans understood the power of, well, they understood that air power was the power and would be the power in World War One. Unlike almost every other nation on Earth, the Americans understood it better than most. And so it should be no surprise to anyone that in Europe and in the Pacific theater, Americans quickly gained air superiority. They had the technical know-how. They had the factories in America. They had the engineers that could design these masterpieces of aviation. And so quickly, yes, they wore down both the German Luftwaffe and the Japanese Imperial Air Force, or the Army Air Force, and they ruled the skies. And that gave them a great advantage over both enemies. But right. they used the advantage in deplorable ways, in my opinion. Something called the targets of opportunity, both in Europe and in Japan. Targets of opportunity. That meant an airman could go up, and when he found a good enough target, he could take it out. He could strafe it. He could bomb it. He could do whatever he wanted. Well, unfortunately, the targets of opportunity also meant things like passenger trains. It meant things like buses, boats. Farmers in fields. It meant women on bikes. It meant even children in schools. Red Crosses were a special target for targets of opportunity pilots. In other words, it was a slaughter, a turkey shoot, a massacre of civilians.
Right. And like this went on in the Middle East.
yes, of course. And that is criminal. Those are war crimes. I don't care how depraved the modern world is. Killing children, women, animals is war crimes. Are war crimes, and it began mostly in World War II, quite honestly. And the Americans were some of the greatest contributors of this war against civilians.
Sure.
I'm so ashamed so often when I read about an American pilot shooting a schoolyard filled with kids in Germany or Japan, and they can see the faces of these American pilots as they go by laughing. A lot of them are just having a great time out there. It's like a video game back then for them.
And think of the kids that are playing video games now that are going to be warring against people in the Middle East.
Yeah, like the ghouls who, Private Manning, Bradley Manning, who blew the whistle on these bloodthirsty ghouls who opened up on these men and boys standing around in Iraq with their Apache helicopters, like it's some damn video game. And they just light them up and, you know, they're whooping and hollering. And that's what Bradley Manning spent the last couple of years in solitary confinement over, basically saying this is wrong. Now, you tell me who's wrong in this picture. Is it Bradley Manning or is it this damn U.S. government that condones and then tries to cover up such crimes as that? This is going on probably right now as we speak, something very similar.
Well, the Pentagon is the one that financed a lot of these video games, the production of these video games, to get the kids into this kind of a mentality.
Yeah, it's totally out of control. America, I read the other day, is a failed state. I couldn't agree more. We've become a rogue nation, Israel leading us around. The tail is wagging the dog. We do whatever they say. The rest of the world knows this. Most Americans haven't got a clue.
Exactly.
That's why we're a rogue pirate nation right now. We're hated and feared at the same time. And if enough nations ever did gang up on us and blow us off the face of the earth, basically just leave a big smoking hole where North America used to be, the world will celebrate. I promise you that. The world will celebrate. That's how much we are hated in this world. I get around the world quite a bit, so I have a pretty good... my finger's on the pulse, so to speak, of the world the people around the world. And once they realize that I'm not the typical American, I'm not one who's waving the flag and got patriotic tattoos all over me, then they start opening up to me. This has been going on since World War II, at least World War II, maybe World War I. That's where I am limited. My history of World War II basically is from 1939 to now, whereas World War I, I'm sure folks like yourself could say, hey, this all began in World War I.
Began in the Civil War. We do have to go to a break, and we will be right back, and we've got some callers lining up. Be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
He's the author of a lot of books. The one that we are talking about today is called Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. Came out in 2010, June of 2010. It's you need to buy this book, people, and read it and share it. Right before we went to the break, I mentioned the Civil War, because of all of the people, all the civilians that were slaughtered during the Civil War. That was really the first war that they actually went after civilians, and you could say it was a total war against food production, against civilians, against dogs, cats, chickens, cows. Mm-hmm. Right?
I agree. The dynamics of World War of the Civil War, they're different in some respects. But yes, you could say that modern war, modern slaughter, got its head start, its steam up in with the American Civil War. Yeah, I've written several books about the Civil War.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got to talk about that sometime.
Yeah, but yes, of course, we've got one half of the nation saying you can't leave, the other half saying they want to leave. What people would enter a contract, that is the states, the union, who would enter a contract knowing they could never get out of it again unless they had to fight to die? Nobody would. I mean, so basically you've got one half of the nation basically through the barrel of a gun saying you will stay with us. And that may be one of the big problems we have to this very day in America, is that we still have a southern nationhood down there that's still there, hasn't went anywhere, it's got a very long memory, and they're, I don't know, this country, could we be any worse off if the South had one and we have two nations today, or 200 nations for that matter?
Exactly.
I don't think we could be any worse off. We'd be probably have a hell of a lot more freedom. But yes, Deanna, to make a long story short, I think the World War II got its antecedents out of the American Civil War, this total war thing.
Right.
But, you know,
we do have some callers.
Okay, great, good.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, no problem.
All righty, let's take Chris. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hang on 1 second, Deanna.
Okay.
Okay, I turned my volume up.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. Tom, how you doing?
Hi there, Chris.
I just got back from a one-hour dentist appointment, so I'm still kind of decompressing. And I don't have anything really, astounding to say. Two things. Number one, Deanna, you have absolutely the best radio program on Internet radio, and I listen to a heck of a lot of them. And, Tom, as I mentioned in my email to you yesterday, I finished reading the book a couple of weeks ago. A lot of it I was aware of. A lot of it was new material to me. And I guess the overriding sensation that I came away with was just the barbarity and bestiality that human beings can display upon each other.
Yeah, I agree, Chris.
I think it seemed like before the last break, it seemed like you read my mind. I mean, what you said is exactly how I feel. I think we're always fighting the wrong enemy. There are those of us who know who the real enemy is, in my opinion. I think the real enemy resides in the city of London and in their proxy state, which is on the eastern fringe of the Mediterranean Ocean, and in their subsidiary locations, for example, Washington, D.C., and perhaps Wall Street, definitely New York City. So it seems to me that... I'm like you also. I have a limited knowledge of World War I, but I also know that World War II was a direct result of World War I and the way that the German people were treated in the Versailles Treaty. And I know that many of the members who were present for the documentation and signing and execution of the Versailles Treaty come from a certain tribe. And seems to be where the problem lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you own the media, it's an easy. It's a snap, basically, to cover your tracks and to look like the good guys and very benign, very innocent. Chris, back to the feelings you had when you read the book, when you finished the book. In one regard, I apologize. It's the ugliest book I've ever researched or written. By far, nothing even comes close to it. And I've written about some pretty grim subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also heard from people in feedback, they say it's, but I can't stop reading it.
Yeah.
As terrible as this is, it's horrible to read these accounts in the words of the people themselves. It's still better than not knowing or keeping the secret. By not knowing, you're keeping the secret. You're abetting the secrecy. You're, in a way, you're abetting the crime. When you know what's happened and you don't say or do anything about it. And
exactly.
I encourage you and everybody else who've read this book to don't just sit on it. Don't just put it away. Either pass it on to someone and hopefully do something yourself. In other words, speak up. Say, hey, look, That wasn't a good war from where I'm standing. And basically recites some of the things you know. Because other than that, if that doesn't happen, then this book might as well never have been written in the first place. It wasn't some vicarious thrill I got out of this thing by writing it and just getting a nut off on the sadistic things that occur in this. As you know, rape is one of the reoccurring themes throughout this book, because that's when it happened. It happened throughout that time frame, 44 to 47. I don't know. We're doomed to repeat this unless we learn from this. And I think that's our future, quite honestly. And it may not be so far off.
Yeah, I think the future for this country is very, very bleak. And I agree with everything you said. I'm going to pass this along to my dad, next. I think I've sent emails to you about him. He's former Marine, and he's all off on, killing all the Muslims and that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I keep on telling him, hello, wrong enemy.
But don't look for too much from your dad of the generation he comes from. I know from personal experience that it's hard for them to admit that maybe they were on the wrong side. In fact, most people won't admit that. There's only a few like Kurt Vonnegut and Alexander Solzhenitsyn who admit that, hey, this was the wrong side.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe I'll try to pass along to someone younger, somebody in my generation, but, quite frankly, I think I'm kind of unique. I mean, there's very few of us. I'm different. I have a lot of free time on my hands, and I don't do things that most people do. I don't watch any sports. I don't play any video games. I watch very little TV. All I do is listen to very interesting, smart people on internet radio programs like Deanna and her guests. Most people don't do that. So that they have, if I was to approach them and try to talk about this subject or many other subjects that I'm pretty well versed in, let's say, for example, vaccines, they would look at me like I've got two heads.
Well, refer them to RBN.
Yeah, I can try to do that. People do it. Most people are just so busy in their lives. Most people have kids and, taking them to soccer matches. And they are watching sports on TV, and they're watching, the other television shows, Survivor, whatever. I like Survivor. But,
Hey, Chris?
Yes?
Don't get too disheartened. You missed out, obviously, Deanna and I talking about, that's the same dynamics were at work in 1776. You had the sports fans, the hot dog eaters, so to speak. I'm speaking, of course, in 1876. You had the Walmart shoppers, the people that just didn't care. In other words, that's about 85% of the population back in 1776. So when some of the patriots came to them and said, we've got to get rid of this king, he's taxing the hell out of us and all that, they looked at him also like he had three heads and basically, are you kidding me? As a king, everything's fine right now. I'm fed and I've got a job. So I don't think I think the dynamics are pretty much the same as they were back in 1776. The good news is we have all these wonderful devices right now to touch people. Thousands
all right,
of miles
gentlemen, I hate to interrupt, but we are going to break. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of numerous books, including Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. And we have a bunch of callers lined up. And thanks, Chris, for that phone call. So let's take some callers. Let's take Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I want to start out by thanking Deanna for always having interesting and relevant and really good historical things like she's done with the Communist Revolution and just a whole bunch of other topics. But I wanted to say that I have not read your book, Tom. I will get it today. But I'm a big historical buff here, and I wanted to ask a question. But before I did, I wanted to make the comment that you're absolutely dead on in the fact that about the atrocities of the other participants of World War II, including us, with our area bombing and the firebombing of Japan and Dresden and when we unleashed our fighter planes basically to strafe every living thing in Germany and Japan, toward the end of 1944, as well as, you know, our troops, taking, gold teeth and things like that, and the famous picture of the skull on the Jeep in the Guadalcanal or something like that. Mm-hmm. However, I will also say that the Japanese seem to have a the racism that the Japanese displayed goes a little bit deeper. Like German racism was politically motivated with Nazism, but Japanese was not only political, was also more of a cultural and religious thing. Also, the Shinto religion, when you believe to be when the religion puts you up to be better than everybody else, as well as the political ideology, it definitely enables atrocities like Nanking a lot more than I think otherwise. But the question, and one more comment, is that in World War II, I wanted to hear what you think about the conventional narrative about the Holocaust, about it being an industrial strength, industrial level genocide, a policy of gassing and burning and blah blah blah. I find it, frankly, as a very deeply read history buff in this field, I find it very difficult to believe that they would. I mean, imagine rounding up every, for instance, illegal alien in the United States. How difficult that would be. How expensive it would be. And then that's just the United States. That's not an occupied Europe or whatever, where they had access to guns and you know, the OSS and the Special Operations Executive was arming everybody and all that, resistance movements. But then why they would, with a rail and rail system that was short on rolling stock and locomotives and being bombed the bejesus out of it, why then assembling all these people in the numbers that the narrative claims, in the millions, and then putting them all together, and also with a huge labor shortage in the German economy where they could use these people, and they did. It's slave labor when they died in large numbers, I think, disease and starvation, but I don't think the regular narrative is right. And why do all that when you could just, if you're about to kill them, why not just put a 10-cent bullet in the back of their head and be done with it? It just doesn't make any logistical or military sense or anything else, and I don't think there's a whole lot of proof in it. I wanted to hear what you have to say on that, and also on Eisenhower's, the allegations that Eisenhower ran those POW camps for Germans after the war, which killed hundreds of thousands or even a million.
Yeah, Peter, thanks. Those are great questions. As far as the so-called Holocaust, do I think the Jews of Europe were mussed up quite a bit in World War II? Yes, I do. I think there were a lot of dislocation, a lot of death, a lot of turmoil, a lot of lost wealth. Do I think it occurred to the degree that today it seems to be gaining even more momentum now? Do I think that there was a concerted plan to exterminate every Jew in Europe? Hell no. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The Germans remain to this very day the most efficient, thorough people on the face of the planet. If they had wanted to kill every Jew in Europe, they had 4 years to do it and more than enough means to accomplish it. It didn't happen. They were still there. You're bringing up some great points. Yes, they needed every damn man jack of them to help make munitions, to help dig more tunnels to put the industry into, things like that. It doesn't add up, doesn't make sense, only unless you understand what's going on to this very day right now, how that's being used like a cudgel over the head of the world to get whatever Jewish supremacists want in this world. That's the only way it makes any sense. It's also, let's not forget, a billion-dollar industry, annual industry. As far as Eisenhower, it hurts. It almost hurts me to believe that this man, who I loved as a kid, quite honestly, I'm originally from Kansas, where he is from. My parents loved that guy. And all I ever saw was him smiling, waving to the crowd at the back of a train as he campaigned through America. And so when I went to work on this book, I was traveling under the premise that Eisenhower may not have been a great general. I mean, he was the best general, let's face it. He was far behind the lines. He's one of these, you might call him an American commissar general. But when I found out what he was up to, trying to kill as many Germans as he could at the end of the war, and when I read the accounts of people, and by the way, the people weren't just allowed to die of hunger and starvation and thirst and, I guess hunger and starvation is one and the same thing, but to die from lack of food, lack of drink, and lack of medicine. A lot of them were just simply killed. American GIs with Tommy guns, believe me, you got anywhere near that fence, they would shoot you in a nanosecond. Other men were too weak to get out of their holes and were simply bulldozed over. So it was also a large industrial-scale murder, to coin your term. Am I hitting on any of the notes you asked, Peter?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And you're right about the Japanese. Yes, as far as the racism. Japanese also admired the West. Of course, the West is the one that opened the part of the curtains and said, welcome in, come on in. What they hated about the West was that every time the Japanese started playing the game better than the West, the West would change the rules, especially in China. I think you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I believe, and I'd like to hear you if you would, I believe that for the most part, Roosevelt backed them into a corner and arranged for them, or did his best to arrange for them to attack the United States in order to get Germany in, much the same as we're trying to do with Syria to get Iran right now.
Yep. It worked once. I guess they figured it can work again and again and again until we catch on to it. But, yes, you're right. And I will say this. I'm not an expert in World War II. I did write a book about the hideous dark secrets of World War II against Germany in Hellstorm. And I'm attempting to do that with the book. The working title is called Dirty Japs, The Powerful Price of Propaganda. But I don't know the nuances, the ins and outs of the war itself. But I do know that, from my research, that Roosevelt, with might and main, tried to get the United States into that war, did every dirty trick he possibly could. Of course, he's got people like Morgenthau and Bernard Baruch and Henry Dexter White kicking him in the butt all the way to enter this war against Nazi Germany. And I'm speaking of his Jewish advisors, by the way.
Yeah,
and so
sure.
Roosevelt found the only way he could get in, because Americans were decidedly against any European war, was to go into the back door. Basically, take away enough stuff from the Japanese that they simply couldn't exist, or at the very least would have had to pull out of China and some of its other areas that it had taken over, much like Europe had taken over some of its colonies. And the Japanese, like any healthy, strong people, said, no, we're not going to just roll over and die. And so basically when they took enough away from them, the Japanese said, we've got to take it ourselves. And by doing that, let's first start by crippling the American naval might, so that when we do seize the Philippines and places like Dutch East Indies, at least the Americans will be in no position to come right after us. And that was Pearl Harbor. Yes, was it a day that will live in infamy? Yeah, but not for the reasons Roosevelt was thinking.
Tom, can I just real quickly, can you spell your last name and give me the title again of your book?
Yes, Hellstorm is the title of the book, Hellstorm. And my name is Tom Goodrich. It's on Amazon for $31, I believe. Or you can order through me. I think Deanne will probably give it to you after the program's over. But I've got some paperback that go for $25 and only a couple of hardback that go for $35. But you can get it cheaper, I think, the hardback on Amazon, and they'll send it to you the next day. So the book is coming down in price. And as soon as we sell, Peter, as soon as we get rid of the publisher, as soon as he gets rid of about 400 copies of hardback, then we can go totally to paper and ebook, Kindle version, which will make it accessible around the globe, which is my ambition.
Great. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for your phone
call.
Thank
you, Peter.
We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Our guest today, we are talking about Hellstorm, the death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. And Tom, did you say that was $25, including shipping?
Yes, I've got some paperback. Those are paperbacks, $25 shipping. That includes the shipping.
And okay, and we'll have that address in the description. All righty, we do have a bunch more callers. Let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hi to both of you guys. I just came in kind of like at the top of the hour. And I've been getting into this lately. I heard Mike King from Tomato Bubble on a couple programs. I bought his book, New World Order, Forbidden History, which covers this post World War II atrocities against the Germans and the raping of all the German women and, you know, from both the Bolsheviks and the American side. And, it's really sick. But, you know, I wanted to kind of back out and go into a bigger picture and just talk about how this ideology is so pervasive. And it's kind of like this Talmudic ideology of, for those of us in the clique or the tribe or whatever group, we're the humans, and everybody else outside of this group is not human. And you can read this stuff from all these rabbis and Menachem Begin and all these people, David Ben-Gurion, how basically Arabs are two-legged beasts and all this. And I think this is poisoned, and it goes all the way back to the Old Testament. If you read about how they would just kill everything, you know, and when they were taking over the land of Canaan, And this is poisoned, I think, basically the whole Western world's mind, like how these soldiers can sit in Las Vegas in an air-conditioned military base and drone strike these people in Pakistan. And they don't even think twice about it.
So, Robert, do you have a question for Tom?
Yeah, I wanted him to address how this mentality has basically poisoned the whole planet to where people can treat each other this way, like what we do, you know, in the Middle East today.
Okay,
it's poisoned.
Tom.
Go ahead.
Yes, you're hitting on all notes, all cylinders. You know, I'm going to change the subject just a little bit. If what you're saying, I absolutely do believe. I subscribe to what you're saying. Now we know what cows and pigs feel like. That's how we treat them. Yes, it's okay for us to wallow around out in the field, fight and slaughter each other, chop each other into inches, and gloat about it, too, be happy when we do it, and never knowing why we're doing it. I agree there. Yeah, as far as the rape, that to me, for some reason, strikes home more than any other aspect of World War II and what's going on right now. You know, Americans, we've done a very good job of hiding our dirty secrets. I talk a lot about the Russians raping their way through Germany. What I don't talk as much about, because it wasn't as prevalent, or at least it wasn't as accessible in the books, was Americans also used their penis as a weapon of war in Germany and Japan, and it's always been that way, I suppose.
And in France.
Yes, and I suppose right now in the Middle East also. It's
absolutely.
Like it's understood that you do that in war. And anybody who says not, they're lying. There's plenty of information out there now, and I'm running into it every day. This idea that you seize a woman, you take her, that's part of war. And sometimes you even kill her. You know, and some folks might say, well, that's at least not killing a woman. It's raping. I disagree. I think it's a spiritual massacre. You've killed her in many other ways other than physical. How does a woman go about returning to normal after an entire village has witnessed her being raped naked in the town square? Or how does a school teacher go back to her life as teaching kids when the entire class has been forced to watch her give oral sex to a line of soldiers, either American or Russian? That's what I'm talking about, a spiritual massacre. And yes, you're right. We've been, at some point, we've got to get a grip on ourselves. I mentioned this earlier, Robert. I sometimes get tired of beating up the Jews because, hey, I'd prefer to beat us up. We're the ones that are doing the lion's share of these atrocities. We're being told to do it, true. But are we people, are we human beings, or are we just grunting pigs out in a slop field? Do we have brains to think with? Wait a minute. Let's stop doing this. In other words, we're no better than the animals right now that we're eating, the cattle and the hogs. We basically do what we're told. Well, I'm one who's not going to do it. And Edward Snowden was somebody else, and Private Bradley Manning is somebody else. We're not going to do what you tell us to do. We're stopping. This is it. We're not going to go to war and kill other people in your name. We're not going to rape women because you say it's a good thing to do. So maybe, I don't know if I've answered your question, Robert. It's grim stuff we're talking about.
Sure. Well, thanks, Robert, for calling in. I really appreciate it. We do need to move on to other callers because we're running short on time. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Great program, and I called my county library system to have those books ordered in, like the Matrix Deciphered and Tom's book here, Hellstorm.
Thank you.
I'm going to read real quick here. This is a grand rabbi, Simeon ben Ayuda, at another rabbi's funeral. Thanks to the terrible power of our international banks, we have forced the Christians into wars without number. Wars have a special value for us Jews, since Christians massacre each other and make more room for us Jews. Wars are the Jews' harvest. The Jew banks grow fat on Christian wars. Over 100 million Christians have been swept off the face of the earth by wars, and the end is not yet.
Okay. Thanks, Fred, for sharing that. But let's move on.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay, Tom in Florida. Tom, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. I have just a comment and then just a bit of family history. My comment concerning, you know, how we eventually get through all this and prevail. I always say, I'm paraphrasing here, but they always say, you know, the social change, political change is brought about by a very small, irate, tireless group of people.
Mm-hmm.
The average person on the face of this earth will literally live it under any conditions they find themselves. You just have to look at history.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you find yourself, wherever you're born, you will pretty much put up with it. But there is a small, unique group of us that will speak up, and we do change things, and we will change everything that's going on.
Good. I love that. Thanks.
Yes.
The family history is this. This is right from my family. My own father was in the 8th Army Air Corps during World War II. He was a decorated second lieutenant. I know for a fact that he bombed all of the major cities of Germany, and I know that he took part in the firebombing of Dresden. I found out after his death from my mother that he had been seeing a psychiatrist in the late 50s because of massive guilt concerning the war.
Yeah, I think that happens quite a bit, Tom. Thank God. That means these individuals who not only saw this, but in many cases, like your relative, actually perpetrated these things, it means they've got soul. When they come back and seek counseling, seek help, that means something's happening in there. They knew they did wrong. I agree. Even though war has become, the other earlier caller talked about the guys in the air conditioned trailer houses out in Nevada who play with the toggle switch and blow somebody to smithereens halfway around the world. It's become detached from it. It's something that's not, but nevertheless, even people who play with a toggle switch and blow people away and see it on the monitor, and your relative who saw it from above, down below, realizes what they're doing is killing innocent people. Now, in war, that's what war's all about, killing folks who are guilty, I guess you could say. But wait a minute. Let's not be killing women and children down below with firestorms like they did in Dresden or Tokyo or any other town in Germany and Japan. Or blowing them to atoms without any corroboration of their guilt in Iraq or Afghanistan. War has become so detached that it's easy for some computer nerd to get on a video game and imagine himself slaughtering Arabs around the world. But I'm sorry for your ancestor, for your relative, but I'm also happy to hear that he did have a conscience.
Well, Tom, both Toms, both of you from Florida, thank you so much, Tom, for being on the program today. Thanks, Tom, for sharing that very poignant story with us.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Sorry we couldn't take those last two callers. Talk with you tomorrow.